Hello and welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We pray together. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you speak to us from it. Lord, we know that if we're really going to hear your words, we need you to work. Lord, you've inspired your word. It's your truth to us. And yet if the Holy Spirit doesn't come and illuminate your words, we're not going to hear your voice. We need you this morning. We need you this afternoon. We need you this evening, whenever it is that we're engaging with this. And so, Lord, we pray, come, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. We continue on our journey through the Psalms of Ascent, and we're reading today probably the best known of these Psalms. It's Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Let's hear together the word of God. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. We remember the setting of these wonderful psalms, that they are psalms for pilgrims as they make their way up to Jerusalem to worship God there. This dog-eared songbook for the people of God, well thumbed and well used. And it's for us to share on our own journey. And if we think about discipleship as a pilgrimage and a journey, we can gain much insight. As if we were on a journey on foot, if we were hiking, not the short walks that we're able to take at the moment, but the longer distances, then we would encounter different experiences along the way. There might be part of the hike where it's sunny but not too hot. The terrain that we're going through is green and pleasant. It's maybe slightly downhill and the walk is a breeze. It's wonderful. We're enjoying it. We've got companions around us and we can chat and share together. But if the hike's a long one, if you're doing the coast-to-coast walk or something like that, then there are going to be times, almost certainly, when it's much more difficult. Perhaps the path has become stony and rocky. Perhaps it's become narrow and steep. It may be that the weather has changed, that it's cold and damp. The mist has descended and you can't quite see the way to go. It may be that those who are walking with you have dropped out or are out of sight. I guess you get the picture that on a pilgrimage, on a hike, on a long walk, we experience different terrain, different conditions. So it is in the life of discipleship. Sometimes the sun is shining, sometimes there isn't a cloud in the sky and it's glorious and wonderful. We're praying to the Lord Jesus and he seems so close. It's as if we could open our eyes and he would be right there with us. But at other times, prayer seems like shouting at the ceiling. There's no response. It's cold and it's dark and it's difficult. If that's a time for you now, then be encouraged that that in many ways shows a maturity of faith. If the journey is difficult, as it was for the psalmist in Psalm 120, sometimes God allows those times to hone and refine our faith. A text here that's worth reflecting on is 1 Peter chapter 1, where we read that our faith, which is more precious than gold, is refined in the fire of struggle and temptation and trials of all times, and so is proved genuine in the fire. May your faith be honed, may your faith be strong, may your faith be refined as you go through a difficult period. But when that is the case, we need to know where our help comes from. And this is the central message of this psalm. We can imagine the pilgrims walking along through rugged terrain, and they need help to keep going, and they look up to the hills. And in these days in Israel, in many times in the Old Testament, people of God, there is unfaithfulness. And on the hills, on the high places, they would have seen idols, so-called gods of wood and stone, that were set up by unfaithful people to be worshipped. And there were many people who were looking to these idols for help. But the faithful pilgrim knows that these gods, these Baals, these Asherah poles, they can't give any real help. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Does it come from here or from there or from over there? No, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of these idols that I see. And for us today, on our difficult and sometimes twisting and turning journeys of discipleship, for those occasions when the weather closes in and it suddenly seems more difficult, for those occasions like now, where does our help come from? Does it come from the idol of materialism or consumerism? Does it come from the security that we build up around us? No. Our help comes from the Lord, the one who makes all these other things, the maker of heaven and earth. He is our keeper and our guide. And so today, on our journeys through life, on our journeys of discipleship with Jesus and to Jesus, we are called to look to him and receive our help and our strength from the living God, the maker of heaven and earth. We pause and we pray together. Lord, we know that at different times in our lives we look for security in other things. We pray that as Christian men and women we would look ultimately to you, drawing our strength from you on our difficult journeys, on the roads that are sometimes rough and steep. We lift up our eyes to the hills and we look beyond them to you, our Lord and our God, the maker of the hills, the maker of the idols we might be tempted to worship, the maker of everything in heaven and on earth. We put our trust in you. And we want to demonstrate that our trust is in you by giving time to our walk with you, our relationship with you, giving time in prayer and reading your word, giving you the number one priority. So, Lord, we lift ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen.